Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to the November 2022 edition of Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Papri Italo Publications, and I am joined by Steve Rausch, Vice President and Publisher and Editor of Papri Italo Publications. And this month, we have a special guest, Ryan Fox, a corrugated market analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence. We will be discussing the containerboard market. But first, Ryan, can you tell us about what you do at Bloomberg Intelligence?
Sure. Thank you, Helen. I work for Bloomberg Intelligence. We have about 400 different analysts that cover a variety of companies and markets. And we report on what's going on in each of those companies and marketplaces to help investors and business leaders make the most intelligent decisions they can financially and from a strategy standpoint.
Hi, Ryan. This is Steve Rausch. How does your background in corrugated packaging help you in your analyst role?
Yeah, Steve. So I came out of the corrugated packaging industry. I spent about 11 years working for a variety of box manufacturers and actually a distributor as well. So I have a pretty good understanding of how the industry works from a manufacturing standpoint, from a sales standpoint, and I'm able to help translate some of those details that many people don't understand and put them into a perspective for those business leaders and banks and people that are trying to make those financial decisions, trying to help them understand the market implications are, specifically in the corrugated packaging world.
What is your current view on the containerboard market?
Well, that's what everybody's thinking right now. And okay. And right now, you know, we just came off of a third quarter that the majority of the industry, I guess, was maybe expecting it. You know, if you were in the industry, you saw that the demand for corrugated boxes had gone down. And from our standpoint, we were seeing this in real time. We do a lot of outreach to box producers, and we asked them for their sentiments on box demand. What we saw was on a month-over-month basis that that demand was going down. We started seeing that in mid-May. And we knew that we were going to see a pretty big miss in the third quarter. And we predicted it was probably going to be as low as 4%. And we were actually a little bit low. It was, our sentiments were lower than what actually happened. It was, the industry was off by, 5.5% year over year, with almost a million tons of downtime taken from the variety of containerboard manufacturers. So, right now, I think the industry is in a position where we're trying to figure out what's next. I think a lot of people are expecting the prices to go down, and it's a strange place to be right now because on the one hand we have a lot of inflationary headwinds, as they say in the financial world, a lot of inflationary prices that have gone up. You know, labor is expensive, freight is expensive, diesel prices, energy. And so that's going to be a challenge and may limit how much the price goes down. And on the other hand, we have new supply, new capacity coming online here in the next couple months, three pretty good-sized mills. And in the greater context of things, the industry, like I said, took about a million tons of downtime third quarter. There's about 500,000 tons of additional capacity just coming on in North America. And so that's going to create this widening gap between box demand and demand for containerboard and what's available. And basic economics tells you that when that happens, prices typically move. We don't know what that's going to look like quite yet, but forward-looking, we do ask the marketplace what they think is going to happen in the next few months. And through February, it looks like demand is still going to be muted from a year-over-year comparison standpoint, which would be You know, most people are going to say it's going to resemble like 2019 volume, which is going to be a drop of about 5 to 6%, and that's kind of what our people are saying, that that on average it's going to be down again even through February. You know, sadly, I don't know that we've seen the brunt of an economic recession yet, so we're going to be following this very closely to see what happens, but I certainly think that there is a potential for price erosion on the container board side.
Okay, and do you have any other thoughts about the near future for the container board market?
Well, it's certainly going to be tough. They've been able to hold off without lowering their price so far, based on a lot of you know, mills being very judicious in how they're exercising their uptime. So I think as long as the mills can continue to balance supply and demand, that they'll likely be able to keep their price up a little bit longer. It's just going to be really a wild card, depending on what happens with the economy and when these new machines start coming online. And you know, if you're a brand new mill and you want to get your paper out there, if it's untested, I don't know about everybody else, but I would imagine they're going to have to lower their price to get people to start buying it.
And Ryan, can you tell us a little more about the reports that the Green Markets Box Reports offer and how folks can learn more about what you do?
Sure. So as an extension of the work that we do with Bloomberg Intelligence, there's an industry-facing report called that's under the Green Markets moniker. There, it's a fully owned company by Bloomberg, and they do industry reports covering a variety of different commodities, fertilizer, steel, paper, just to name a few. And so that report, it is, since it's industry facing, it's written and it's geared towards people who are in the corrugated packaging space, or someone who maybe even a buyer of corrugated packaging, just to understand the different market dynamics. So in that, we cover our demand sentiments. We cover things for how demand materializes. And so we were able to see, you know, over the last year or so that at one point demand was so high that it was taking people a long time to get paper from a paper mill to the box plants. On some levels, too, there are smaller box plants called a sheet plant, and it was taking them a long time to get sheets so that they could convert the sheets into boxes. And then we were able to see how the length of time to get boxes grew exponentially through the pandemic. You know, historically speaking, a box company can turn around an order in 5 to 7 business days, depending on the complexity of the item. And we saw that number grow on average out to almost 5 weeks. So by tracking the lead time for boxes, we could kind of by proxy understand some of the dynamics in the industry. And we saw that lead time for boxes out at 22 business days, I think was the height, come back down to about 10 business days on average. And then here recently, we've seen it extend out a little bit further. And most people would say, oh, well, that should mean good things. It means, you know, box orders are up and demand is up. Unfortunately, when we start digging into it and we start having conversations with producers, we see, you know, while orders are good, the limiting factor right now is employment. We're seeing a lot of challenges where, I guess, working in a box plant isn't a very attractive job. So they're having a hard time getting people to show up. So some of these lead times are being extended so they can build in margin to their schedules and make sure they don't overwork their people now. So some of those details are encapsulated in that report, and they help people understand some of the dynamics that are happening across each region of the U.S. You can find the report by going to the Green Markets website. I don't know if you want to put a link to it in the show notes, but it's a pretty difficult website to regurgitate. But if you were to Google Green Markets Box Report, it would probably get you pretty close.
Thank you, Ryan, for providing insight into the current dynamics of the container board market. And please know that you have an open invitation to join us again in the future. And listeners, if you would like to contribute an idea you'd like for us to cover in the Wireside Chat, we'd like to hear from you. You can reach me by email at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Roush, R-O-U-S-H, at iPulpMedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International, copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.